This week, my friends and I discuss if the new Justice League has the potential to rise above its predecessor, or if it will just crash and burn along with it in the $3 movie bargain bin of despair. We also give our bets on who's taking home a Golden Globe, and who's just happy enough to get out of the house. Join us as we break out the dailies. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second episode of Breakout to Dailies. Today, you've heard in a little intro provided by myself. Thank you, future Ethan. I appreciate you and love you. Today, we're going to be talking about the new Justice League movie that's coming out, or the revamp. And we're also going to be talking about the upcoming Golden Globes, because the nominations have just come out. And I thought, who amongst my friends would love to talk about the new Justice League and the Golden Globe nominations? And that's right. With me again today is my friend Kevin.
I made the cut, guys. I didn't get canned.
And for the first time, my friend Jackson.
Can I take the blindfold off now?
Yes, you can.
Oh, all right. Thank gosh.
So, we might as well just get into it. What have you guys heard about the new Justice League? Because the teaser came out today as well, and it said in 3 days. So this Sunday, the actual trailer for the new Justice League is dropping. What do you guys think?
Dropping it on Valentine's Day is definitely a stunt.
I mean, did that really have anything to do? Like, would you bring your... like your loved one, like, hey, sweetheart, look, the new Justice League is coming out. It's a Valentine's Day miracle.
Well, they'll just be like, new? Did I see this like 6 years ago?
No. You don't understand. This one's good. It's 4 hours long. It's rated R. That's it.
No, you don't understand. Oh. It has more Joker in it.
Not really.
Oh, he's in it, so it is more.
I know, but like, from what I heard, it's a dream sequence, is what Zack Snyder said it was going to be. Kind of like, really? You know, the one where Batman was like in a post-apocalyptic world, and I think Batman v Superman?
I heard that they're doing more of those scenes, too. So, like, yeah, is the entire...
The Joker scene... is in like that dream sequence.
I read that too, that in an interview, Zack Snyder's actual words are, it's Joker analyzing Batman about who he is and what he is, and he's talking to Batman about Batman. I don't know what the that means. That's just asking someone about their job. Like at a job fair, it's like, hey, you're Batman. What's that like?
You know,
what do you care? It's the end of the world, and you're asking for his resume.
I get it now.
I beat the out of you for like 12 years, man.
I mean, here's how I see it, man. This is why they're dropping on Valentine's Day now. It's a first date, you know. He's like, so tell me about yourself. Ah, that's what you do at night. Interesting. I too like to go out at night.
I too like to party.
No, I'm the one that gets the party.
I read somewhere that I don't know why it mattered, but you know the little picture that came out, it's just like Joker sitting on like a box or something, and he's dressed up in, I honestly thought it was like a dentist outfit. but they said, oh no, that's his insane people scrubs.
You got the tattoo surgically removed. That's good.
Yeah, he's no longer damaged goods.
Yeah.
He's fixed.
That's it. The teaser for the trailer came out, and the only thing new about it is that we saw, I think, a little bit more of Superman in his black suit.
Black suit.
It's literally the thing I'm looking right now, like the title, because people are just picking up what they can. It says, Black Suit Superman uses heat vision in Justice League trailer teaser. And I go,
oh, God.
What about... So we've seen him do that in literally any time we've seen Superman. He's always using his eyeballs.
Every single time. It was a big part of the last movie. It was like the only good scene in Justice League.
I think I said that last week's podcast too. That was my favorite part of the last Justice League movie. Just looking at the Flash.
Oh, right. Yeah, like he's on the same speed.
Hollywood has this weird focus on Superman's eye. Do you remember in like 2006, whenever Superman Returns came out, where all of the trailers showed him getting shot in the eye and the bullet just like...
Yeah. I do remember that.
I swear, Hollywood likes the eye of Superman.
That was a cool scene, though, in a very, very, very boring movie.
All of Superman is invincible, but what if his eyes weren't? It's like at that moment, it's like, oh... You've killed Superman.
A lucky
shot to the eyeball.
Who will rebuild the wall of China now?
And it comes back to Superman 4. How did I know?
It's honest. I can already tell right now we're going to come full circle again to something we talked about in the last one. But for the Justice League, like I said, it's going to be 4 hours long. One of the main things that Zack Snyder talked about was, I think his name is Cyborg, Raymond Fisher, the actor.
Yeah.
He came out recently saying how bad Joss Whedon and Warner Brothers were treating him, and they said how much he was cut out in the film was racist, and he left. Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about
it. I did see the statement that he posted.
He also called out specifically like Geoff Johns, didn't he? Like the big up man at DC, like as deep as that company like really goes right now.
Really?
Yeah, I heard, like, he said, like, they're trying to distract by, like, throwing Joss Whedon out at people to hide from the fact that it goes a lot deeper than that.
Interesting.
I understand, like, DC has to have some involvement with, you know, their DC movies, but I didn't think it would come down to the higher-ups' decision. That's weird, especially when Cyborg is one of their big main characters. Why wouldn't he want him in the Justice League film?
Well, it might have something to do with, like, now it's... If the Snyder Cut doesn't see a lot, like, of, like, if it doesn't get people in, and, like, that's why they've been holding it back so long, is so that when they throw it out there, people, like, will hopefully, like, really enjoy it and, like, keep going into their universe. But right now, we've had, like, Suicide Squad, which didn't do well. Justice League's first time around, it didn't do well. You get all these movies that, like, they're just not doing well. So I think it might have something to do with the fact that, like, if... he like damages it in any way, they're just losing money at this point. But I think it was specifically like Geoff Johns, like the fact that he called out like Whedon and working for it was bad, that they were like, hey, don't do that, which he wanted to like air out to the world.
There was also, I think Zack Snyder said that he was pissed off that a lot of Cyborg scenes were taken out because the entire movie was supposed to be not revolved around him, but the entire Justice League was supposed to come together for him. Like, he was that glue that was keeping them together. And you can even tell, like, how much of his scenes were taken out, because in the first trailer for the original Justice League, there was those scenes with Vic playing football.
Yeah.
And we never actually saw that in the film.
No. We
were like, what was the point of that? Where did Vic Stone's entire story go?
See, it's one thing, like, I had to, in that moment, like, kind of turn off my brain and imagine, what if I didn't know anything about Cyborg's character? What am I thinking is going on when I'm watching this?
And why does his effects look so terrible?
I don't even know if they're going to try and redo all of Cyborg's look, because he looked terrible. He looked like tinfoil that was balled up.
They put like a good like 20-ish million into the new one, so they should have some money to up the look a bit, hopefully, because I don't know, man. Watching the last one, it just looks so bad.
That's part of my worry for watching a movie that didn't have a lot of Cyborg, and now they're going, we're finally giving you more Cyborg. I just hope they fix a lot of that, like not even just from a story perspective, but the visuals. Yeah, just I hope they fix a lot of it, because it was not good the first time around. And I know they released the Steppenwolf like redesign.
Mm-hmm. And it's the spiky edition.
Yeah, it's better. It's better from a specifically a photo, but you haven't shown us what it looks like when, you know, it's actually in motion and any of the things that would actually make that look awful.
I mean, was he even a character in the last one? Because I don't remember anything he said in that movie.
When he was fighting, like, the Justice League as a whole, he was like, and I was like, what? What did you say?
How could I forget?
Yeah, I was in Game of Thrones.
Oh, where are you, Grandpa? Okay. Let's get you to bed.
Oh, not my bed.
There was a weird little cut that I saw. I think it was on Instagram, just one of the pages I follow. It showed Steppenwolf fighting the Amazons. It was like that whole fight scene. It was a lot better looking. See, it was a more dynamic fight sequence, and he was actually doing damage. And then it cuts to this part where he slams his hammer or axe on the ground, I forget, and it creates this whole, like, weird rune, I imagine, and it's, like, their form of boom tube for Darkseid to get there, because Darkseid is going to be in this form of Justice League, because I sent you guys that link for the t-shirt that shows Darkseid on his throne. How do you guys think that Darkseid is going to play into this? Because it seems if the main threat right now is Steppenwolf, because they're probably going to keep the same ending where the whole Justice League fights him because he's got the mother boxes. How do you think Darkseid is going to play into this film?
I think we're going to get less than 5 minutes of him. It's going to be in the same dream sequence you get the Joker in. And then a post-credit scene, that's it.
Yeah, they're going to Thanos is what they're going to do. He's going to be like the overlooming threat that they might not all of them might even see. It might just be that like promised like threat, like they're going to, at the end of the movie, go, wow, everything's nice, breath of fresh air, look into the distance as someone in a trench coat stares ominously.
In the last one, when they tried to allude to Darkseid, no one really cared. In this one, they were going to try and make people care. But with Marvel, when you guys said they're going to, like, or Jackson said, they're going to try and treat him like Thanos.
Yeah.
But Thanos had, like, multiple movies to have a build-up, and now we just have this one. And he goes, now here's the imminent death ready to come out of nowhere, and he's got his little jagged eye beams that can follow you everywhere.
Snyder wanted 5 movies.
We've already seen Wonder Woman. Got that out of the way. We saw Batman versus Superman, basically 2 movies in itself. There we go. Get it out of the way. We had Aquaman, but no one saw that.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone wanted to watch the Flash film because, oh my God, we saw him run. Do you guys think he runs so stupid looking?
Absolutely.
He looks like he's trying to ice skate, man. It's weird.
the way he runs, you guys remember Ace Ventura? Like the second one. Remember when he's got like all the darts in him and his entire body is just going numb? That's exactly how I see.
No, I gotta bring up this important plot point since we're talking about Justice League. Because it was in the article I read. We're gonna get less Russian family than we got in the first one.
No.
Then what are we supposed to look at for the next 3 hours and 50 minutes? I didn't get the idea of why they went to there in the first place.
You mean like they went to the place or why they cut to them, like the character?
Well, no. Well, I care about the Russian family because
I'm not
lying. It was kind of the only memorable moment of that film.
Oh, jeez.
I don't understand why Steppenwolf went to the nuclear facility. I don't remember that key point.
Well, I'm going to have to rewatch the movie to tell you, and it's not worth it.
No, I don't have to rewatch the movie to tell you that they don't explain it. I think they shoved the like boxes in the wall or something that was just there for some reason.
The other two are close secret, protected by the Atlanteans and the Amazonians. But the third one is at the bottom of a Russian nuclear reactor.
Russian, baby, they got it.
They phoned it in. Yeah. They really phoned it in. This another point, because I watched Batman vs. Superman with my dad the other day, because he honestly likes it just for the sole purpose that Batman beats the shit out of Superman.
Yeah.
And at the end, when Superman dies and he's in the casket, you can see the dirt rise a little bit because, like, it's a hint. He's still alive. But then in Justice League, he's still in the casket. So, what was the purpose of the dirt coming up? It made no sense.
It didn't. I'm wondering if this Justice League movie is going to be very different. Like, just from a... Like, none of it's going to be the same.
Other than that, besides just the teaser trailers and just, like, the little bits over time since this whole release has been pushed by fans, pushed by the actors, mainly what I've seen from Henry Cavill and Ray Fisher and Zack Snyder as well. They're the ones pushing this the most. This has been being made for, like, the longest time. Like, this, the build-up for this is going to need to be good, especially for a four-hour R-rated Justice League film. This has got... And not to mention, they got to do better than the last one.
Yeah.
Such a tall hurdle.
That's very true.
Hey, can I ask you... Actually, can I ask both of you a question?
Yep.
Yes.
Would you have preferred it if it was... like a mini series, like they said it was going to be in the beginning or rumored to be? Or do you prefer like this 4-hour movie?
I don't see that existing in my brain.
I'm most likely going to skip around. Like I can feel out parts in a film where it's slowing down and I don't want to waste like 4 hours. I love watching movies. I love watching films, but it's the same thing with The Irishman. There was so much I could have skipped around in that film.
Yeah.
And I was still got the ending. Guess what? In the end, he's still an Irishman.
Ooh, spoiler, he's Irish.
But in the Justice League, I don't know how much action. If it's keeping your interest that entire time, especially a tall order for 4 hours, and people's attention span is to what? An hour 30 to 2 hours and 30 minutes for like a typical film?
Yeah.
For a 4-hour film, you gotta really reel in your audience. If they're standing around in the Batcave again, just talking about the things they can do, I'm gonna lose my shit. So, how would you, like, your expectations for this film? Are they high? Are they... Would you be pushed to watch this? Like, would you die if you didn't watch this film?
I am going to watch it.
All of it.
It is not a necessity that I watch it. But I'm gonna watch the I'm gonna watch it.
No, you can say what you're gonna say.
I'm gonna watch the shit out of it. Yeah, it might take me a while, but I'm gonna get through it.
Our next segment, Golden Globe nominations have come out. That's right. Another night where we feeble-minded peasants are given the opportunity to gaze upon the golden gods as they pat themselves on the back in the biggest and saddest limp wrist circle next to the Oscars. I always saw the Golden Globes as the younger attention-seeking brother of the Oscars that tries to prove itself, but people only remember it for itself in the fifth grade. The Oscars in itself is the coked out, overconfident JV lacrosse captain that will have a heart attack at 35.
I'll say this though, I think between this and the Oscars, most of the time Golden Globes are more fun to watch just because the celebrities actually get to drink, so they're way more, you know, inebriated, and it's more fun to see them on stage drunk. As in the Oscars, they're just kind of sitting there. And they have lines they have to remember for their bits. I do think the actors actually have more fun at the Golden Globes.
Well, not this year. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are hosting.
For the fourth time?
Couldn't get anyone else. Getting a Golden Globe now because there were no movies that came out is so easy. Because right now, what was it? What was the movie I saw the other day? The Little Things?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Ugh. Not worth it. Not worth it. It was so fast. It, like, slowed down. Holy you're making me care about Rami Malek and Denzel Washington. So fast-paced. And not fast-paced as in, like, action, but it felt like whoever's editing it was like, cut, 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 cut. How many camera angles we got in the scene? 7. Use them all over and over and over again. We got to have 14 camera changes.
You want to see eight angles of Jared Leto in a fat suit?
Oh, absolutely. the best pictures right now is The Father, Mank, Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, and The Trial of the Chicago 7. I saw The Trial, Promising Young Woman, and Mank. I haven't seen The Father or Nomadland, but...
I've seen Promising Young Woman.
It was a good film.
I really liked it.
That one's on my list. That's the next thing I gotta see. Everyone keeps telling me I'd like it.
It was good. It had that whole calling out rape culture.
It's disgusting, but yes.
It touches on what I really like, all of the nice guy idea that like a lot of these movies try to do, where like there's this like nerdy guy who's like the nice guy, and it throws that on its like head in the fact that like with rape culture, you never know who's like that kind of person, except for how they like are as a person. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with like how they look. It has nothing to do, like, it's just people who are horribly like that. And I think Promising Young Woman does a good job at like just showcasing that, hey, oh, look at all these nice guys and McLovin.
I forgot that he was in that. What about, like, wait, I don't want to... I do want to talk about it more, but since Kevin hasn't seen it, I don't want to spoil anything for him.
I mean, I'll promise you as I watch it.
That's fair. So we'll talk about that amongst ourselves when you do watch it, because it's a great film. But The Trial of the Chicago 7 was this like history piece about a riot and who started it between like the hippies and the police. So that's also a good movie. I didn't think it would be nominated for Best Picture, though. It was okay. It was an okay movie. You'd watch it again if you could. But Mank. Have you guys seen Mank?
So heard about Mank.
I've only heard about Mank.
What have you guys heard?
Just, you know, Citizen Kane is a movie that is not for everyone. So
that's one of my favorites.
Not for everyone. A movie about the making of a movie that's not for everyone is going to be for a very specific audience.
I do think that movie has a little bit of everything for everyone. I do see what you mean. The only thing I know about Mank is David Fincher directed it, and the screenplay was by his father. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That is all.
Yeah, that was in the cast. Like, I think they are themselves nominated for different things. Yeah. But honestly, when I watched Mank and Orson Welles was in it, because it's this entire movie is just like Orson Welles versus, I know his name, like his full name, Herman J. Mankiewicz. Hopefully I'm saying that right. And honestly, the guy who plays Orson Welles does it so well.
Yeah,
it's honestly pretty good about how he it plays to his character, because Orson Welles is, I wouldn't say he's like a dick or anything, but he was.
Oh, he kind of was in his later years.
Yeah.
do you remember he was the voice of Unicron in like the Transformers anime movie back in like the.
Wow, that is a great reference. Thank you for referencing the 1980s Transformers. I love you.
And the best part is, have you looked at what he said about the movie when he afterwards?
No, I didn't.
Oh, let me find it for you, because I need you to hear this. You talk.
There was recently a video my dad showed me, because I told him I had seen it. There's a Orson Welles is in like in a champagne commercial. And it's this awkward little scene where there are these two no-name actors and they're opening up this bottle of champagne right next to Orson Welles. And the man is just plastered. He is so drunk out of his mind that he cannot get his lines straight. And as time goes on, it and he's just screwing up all the takes, you could see like the worried look on like the two actors' face just get worse as they're like,
I'm god, pretty sure it's that's Orson what Bill's, Bill Murray's character in Lost in Translation is based off of.
Just drunk Orson Welles.
Yep. I found the quote.
Yep.
This is his opinion on him in Transformers. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. The Japanese have funded a full-length animated cartoon about the doings of these toys, which is all bad outer space stuff. I play a planet. I menace somebody called something or other. Then I'm destroyed. I plan to destroy whoever it is thwarted. And I tear myself apart on the screen. Those are his words.
Wow, Orson, wow. Thank you so much.
Thank
this
you.
This has come from the, yeah. the man who did War of the Worlds.
This is really from a very emotional place. I can very very much tell.
Clearly he felt the emotion. He loved his work on that film.
Yeah, actors, they really give a piece of themselves every time they put something to screen. And it shows.
There, besides like the top billing drama or best pictures,
mm-hmm.
out of those, which do you think is going to win the nomination? If you had to take a bet, because we'll probably come back to this.
Best drama?
Personally feel like it is a toss-up between, I think, Trial of the Chicago 7 is going to be a really, like, strong candidate. Mm-hmm. And personally, I think Promising Young Woman is probably the next like one I would assume is high. The Father and Nomadland, I feel like, are going to be very like mostly forgettable. And Mank has its audience, but I feel like those two are the most like available to people. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, as far as like this this award style goes.
All right, so I'm basing this off the fact that I know the Hollywood Foreign Press is just a bunch of old dudes, so they're not going to really like Promising Young Woman. I feel like a lot of them will be into Mank, but it's too obvious. So I'm going to go, and Trial of Chicago 7 is like the perfect blend of what they usually like, so I'm going to go with Chicago 7.
Yeah, I think that's
Kevin, I'm gonna go in the opposite direction of you. It's like, I know the Hollywood Foreign Press, and you sit them down in front of a black and white film and take them back to their nostalgia days.
Yeah, Steven, that's too obvious. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, you know what? That would have been my second choice, though, to be fair. I'll say this, though. The Five Bloods was snubbed. It didn't get nominated for anything. A little disappointed.
No, but Chadwick is up for Best Actor in
All right.
drama for yeah. Ma Rainey.
Yeah, not the Five Bloods. But I do think no. The Five Bloods was should have been nominated. That's me.
Oh, it should have.
Well, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, also a great film. But and obviously, because Viola Davis was nominated for Best Actress and Chadwick Boseman was nominated for Best Actor. But yet yeah. The film itself was not nominated for, I don't see anything on the site right. Like, there's nothing here.
And that's especially funny when you look at, like, who was actress and actor who was, like, put up. None of them match. Like, there's no two in the same movie except for Ma Rainey's. It's kind of upsetting. Just as a, like, movie where, like, your two main actors are, like, both up for, like, big awards.
And yeah, just, they've done this before, too, and it never makes sense to me.
Hope.
At most right now for like the representation is Soul, which I honest to God is going to win Best Animated Picture because it's going up against the Croods, for God's sake.
Pixar never loses. The only time it lost was to Spider-Verse, and that was totally legitimate.
That was a fluke.
The only way Pixar is losing is lose to themselves.
That's true.
And wasn't Spider-Man going up against like Toy Story 4?
Yeah.
Oh, then there we go. Well, that was they dug their own grave.
Pretty sure the Lego movie lost to something from Pixar too.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think the Lego movie won. I might be wrong.
That's a shame.
Yeah, the first
also Sol's going up against well, the Croods, A New Age. Throw that out the window.
Of course.
Onward. Not a bad film.
No, it's like me he preferred it over Soul yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's now here's the thing. I think Soul like missed out on a lot of what it could have like done. And like I think they were also selling a different like ending than they actually like did. Onward, I like the idea of like it was a brother, it was a film about brothers, and that's how it ended too.
Like the started entire, off with two brothers, ended with two brothers.
Yeah, that's I like it. It was a guy learning to like accept his brother for who he is, and like learning to understand like everything like your family does for you, and that's beautiful in a weird way. Don't get me wrong. Neither Soul nor Onward were my favorite like Pixar movies. And it's close, but I prefer Onward slightly.
Well, that's a fresh hit. Like I haven't heard anyone talk about except for my brother. My brother loves Onward because, well, obviously it's a brotherly film. Yeah. So it's like he saw me as Tom Holland in this film, and he was Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
I could see that as well, and I don't know. It just it honestly fell flat on the whole like brother togetherness kind of thing that it could have been. It's like I didn't think there was much achieved besides like Chris Pratt's character. I don't even remember their names. It's Chris Pratt's character seeing his dad. Like yeah. That was the most that was achieved in that film, but that it's, from my opinion, Onward was okay of a movie, but when it comes to the winner for Best Picture, I'm still rooting for Soul.
Don't get me wrong. I think Soul's going to win.
But I do think Soul, American award shows need to start nominating anime movies because there are a lot of good ones.
I also do think Soul is a better movie. I just like the message of Onward.
Fair.
No one thinks Over the Moon though. No one.
I mean,
it's brave that it's up there. It's like it. Yeah, yeah. I think it has a better chance than the Croods.
Okay, fair enough.
Scoob should have been nominated for Best Anime. Right. Everyone forgot about Scoob.
Well, everyone's trying to, Kevin, but you keep reminding us. The best drama series. This year are The Crown, Lovecraft Country, The Mandalorian, Ozark, and Ratched. Out of all those, I could take a guess at what you guys are going to say. Out of all those, which one do you think is going to win?
Ozark.
You know, Princess Diana was an icon.
Actually, let me think about this. I might say Lovecraft Country, actually. That one was pretty big, too.
I haven't seen Lovecraft Country.
It's good. Ozark doesn't get enough love from the award shows, though. You know what? I'm gonna switch from Ozark to Lovecraft Country. I feel like that's just because it's the newest one. It'll probably get more love.
Towards Mandalorian?
Mandalorian?
They definitely nominate that just to keep people's attention. I do not think they're actually gonna vote for it.
They won't pick it.
Exactly. Should it?
Yes! Will it? No.
It's you get a participation trophy.
Exactly.
It's my choice.
Here's the thing. Ozark is it Ozark's final season yet?
I think the next one that's coming out is the final season.
Yes.
Okay.
Same with Peaky Blinders, which should be up here, but
up here.
That show's still going on?
Yeah.
Really?
It's got one more season and then a movie that finishes off.
I have not seen a single episode of that show.
I think I'm gonna also go for Lovecraft Country. I think that might.
All I know is the name Tony Shelby or something. That's all I know about Peaky Blinders.
I here's what's gonna happen. This is my prediction. When they do Best Drama Series, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are gonna walk up on stage and they're gonna have a little baby Yoda doll.
No.
And it's not gonna, and Mandalorian's not gonna win.
Not gonna win, yeah.
It's not gonna win.
It was an action. It was entertaining, but compared to any of these, I haven't even watched Lovecraft Country, but I'm gonna say it probably did a better drama series than The Mandalorian, but I'm gonna vote for The Crown.
Yeah.
Have you seen an episode of The Crown?
It's a
sister. Yes, I have.
Really? Okay. That's all I need.
Yeah.
I have. All right.
I watched Princess Diana throw up. I get to say that now.
Also, I want, I'm going to throw it in there. I need Anna Taylor-Joy to win something because she was so good this year. Everything she's
limited
done.
Series. It's up for limited
and
series.
Emma. And she got nominated for Emma.
Yeah. I think she's more likely to win for Queen's Gambit, though.
I think I think everyone was talking about that show more than Emma, despite Emma
broke records, right? For like a limited series.
I think it's the most streamed thing on Netflix last year too.
Yeah.
Well, right now, like for best television motion picture nominees, it's Normal People, Queen's Gambit, Small Axe, The Undoing, and Unorthodox.
I've seen one of those shows.
That's
the one I'm choosing, baby.
My family watched all of The Undoing. Queen's Gambit's gonna win.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm with your family. I watched The Undoing. I watched Unorthodox, and I watched the Queen's Gambit. The Undoing was nothing. You watched five or six episodes of nothing.
No, Unorthodox was came in for a bit of each episode and was like, I'm missing nothing.
Unorthodox, honest to God, was when it came to it being great, it came down to it being extremely accurate. I watched it behind the scenes. They did their homework when it came to this film, and it was fantastic. But The Queen's Gambit is going to win because everyone just can empathize with a child shoveling green pills in their mouth and playing chess on the ceiling.
I mean, there was nothing wrong with that show for me. Acting was good, production was good, score was good. She was great. I love the
her life choices. Great,
that was relatable. Okay, she had a horrible life growing up.
She had a janitor to play chess with.
Oh yeah, that's the dream. That's the dream.
I'm just going through like the different things because of nominees. Yeah. Like I'm going through best television actor. I'm surprised Bryan Cranston isn't nominated for Heisenberg again.
Mm-hmm. I'd vote for it again. I don't care.
That's why the movie came out, so they could just get him one more time.
It did come out last year. You're right.
He's like, oh, he was there for a scene. We could nominate him.
Tell him, nominate him.
Gab another trophy. He needs more paperweights.
All right. Let me try to change the topic then and say the next movie we'll probably see in theaters is King Kong versus Godzilla, because that's moving closer. They actually moved the date up so we can watch that in theaters. And I'm okay with that.
Kong's going to win. Obviously. Oh,
you pick monkey? You pick monkey?
I pick monkey.
Monkey has with monkey. Monkey.
I picked the guy that has fairies on his side.
Mothra.
Also, I just remembered that they're making Boss Baby 2. So we all lose.
And when the world said, we're at our lowest, what did they send us?
Boss Baby 2.
Boss Baby 2.
Boss Baby 2. I mean, there's also a lot of other movies that got pushed back. No, they're coming out like Jungle Cruise.
Oh, speaking of
that's true.
Speaking of which, Disney, release Black Widow already.
Not gonna do it.
What are you waiting for?
Actually, one thing that I'm personally looking forward to is the Beatles documentary called The Beatles Get Back, directed by Peter Jackson, because it has actual clips from them recording, and I'm a big Beatles fan, and I can't wait.
Wasn't there already a Beatles doc that came out? It's where everyone forgot the Beatles.
Across the Universe?
Yeah, that's it.
And how do you guys remember?
Who?
My thing is, there's a lot less work and a lot more money to be made by doing Harry Potter. which also was
So you saw the ending where she's the only one that remembers Harry Potter.
Yep.
Wait, what?
No, there was like an alternate ending where Lily James's character said something about Harry Potter's, and he's just like,
what?
What's that? And she realizes she's the only one that remembers Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Wow.
Let's talk about Maverick then. Top Gun Maverick.
No, let's Top not. And what's the point?
I don't know.
Too dang long.
I remember my dad was watching Top Gun in the living room, and I was in the kitchen doing work. And I think it was like the scene where whoever the female lead went up to Tom Cruise, like chasing after him.
Got it.
And he goes, I only talked about your maneuvers because they're bad, but you're the best pilot I've ever seen. And then they kiss.
That line is so classic, it's used as a cliche now.
Out of a reaction, I just go, shut up.
I will always love the first Top Gun. So there's always going to be a part of me that's looking forward to it.
Can we talk about the best movie of 2020, We Can Be Heroes?
No. No. The Sharkboy and Lavagirl sequel.
Yeah. Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Let's just talk about the Jamie Foxx superhero movie instead.
Which one was that? Wait, what is that?
It's the one where he takes the pill and you either get your hand blown up or you get powers.
Yep. You either like explode viciously or
a movie that I am looking forward to, like actually, the Halloween sequel to the remake of the remake of the remake.
Coming to America.
Coming to America as well. Even though historically, comedies that come out over a decade after the original never end up well. Never.
What? For Godzilla versus Kong.
I'm actually going to tell you guys right now, because I looked up Eddie Murphy, because I'm wondering how he ran out of money where he needed to do remakes again.
Yeah.
He would have been set with Shrek, but there's another Beverly Hills Cop that's being made.
No.
He's spent it all. It's all
the
gone.
The man has like 15 kids, dude.
It's all gone. Those kids,
you tell me he spent all that Pluto Nash money?
No, see, that's why you do it. You live with Jackie Chan as your life model and say, nah, you kids are going to be fine. You don't get any of my money, especially if I die.
I stand by that. If I ever have kids, they're not getting anything from me. I'm not going to have anything.
Instead of my
bury
kids,
me
like
with
me,
my
they'll
money.
Make their own way.
On my deathbed, I'm just gonna have my kids watch me as I literally burn money in their face.
That's a good idea. But who's the director of Studio Ghibli? He retired, but then he came back.
Miyazaki.
I forget his name. Yeah, his son wanted to get into animation as well. And there's actual video of Miyazaki going to like his son's first animation. The most unsupportive parent I've ever seen in my entire life. And he goes, maybe animation isn't for you. How hurtful is that, man?
Now, here's the thing. Do you think that was true, or was he like, oh, dang it, he's even better than I am. I better make sure he never...
No, he would...
No,
would
I saw
totally,
it.
He would totally... Oh, my God.
I saw the animation, too. I can understand that, but maybe not give your son so much like, good job. All right, guys, I think we're going to end it there today. We talked a lot about the Golden Globes, our expectations, as well as our expectations for the new Justice League movie that's coming out. I want to thank my two guests this evening, my friend Kevin and my friend Jackson. Thank you so much for being here and discussing these possibly atrocities that are going to happen.
Yeah.
What a great do I need to like be on camera to like point to you guys?
No, take it away. That's the most perfect ending.
This award show is just gonna be a mess and I'm just gonna watch the train wreck, but happy Lunar New Year to people celebrating that. Happy Valentine's Day to the couples, and for all my single people out there, they ain't thinking about you. Don't text them.
Any closing remarks there, Jackson?
Justice League's gonna be bad. You know it. You're gonna watch it anyway. Keep that in mind, people.
I think we'll end it there. So thank you guys for being on. I really appreciate it. And thank you to the audience for listening to our ramblings. We love you. Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight. And then you play closing time. Close.